This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some good news for investors in the face of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States as stocks are up sharply higher to start the new trading week on Wall Street. The market's appearing set to rebound amid signs that the coronavirus pandemic is slowing in some of Europe's hardest hit nations. However, when it comes to the United States, the nation's top expert on infectious diseases says,
this is going to be a bad week, but unfortunately, if you look at the projection of the curves, we're going to continue to see an escalation.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci on Face the Nation on CBS. A new government watchdog report just out this morning citing severe and widespread shortages of critical medical supplies and equipment at U.S. hospitals. The Inspector General at the Health and Human Services Department says there's been an ongoing lack of ventilators and available virus test kits. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he'll be wearing a face mask when he goes out into public because of the coronavirus.
It's important to follow the science. Listen to the experts. Do what they tell you.
The U.S. has now confirmed 330,000 cases of the coronavirus, and the death toll has climbed to at least 9,600. And again, government officials say it's going to get worse before it gets better. The Department of Veterans Affairs opening its hospitals to coronavirus patients, as VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says 1,500 beds will be open to patients around the nation. Wilkie says 100 beds are already open in the New York area, which has been the epicenter of the illness in the United States. Walmart ramping up safety measures after two Chicago area workers died from coronavirus. This weekend, the store began limiting the number of shoppers allowed in its stores to promote social distancing. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
U.S. Coast Guard search teams in the Maryland area turning their efforts to find two missing members of the Kennedy family from a rescue effort to a recovery mission. Maeve Kennedy Townsend McKean and her son Gideon Joseph Kennedy McKean went missing on Thursday afternoon on Chesapeake Bay. An overturned canoe the two had been in has been located. A single camera person wearing protective clothing has recorded a special message from Britain's Queen Elizabeth. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
In a rare address, Queen Elizabeth is offering some moral support to her people.
Together we are tackling this disease, and I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it.
Also, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now in the hospital after testing positive for the virus 10 days ago. Officials say he's having some tests, and this is only a precaution. During his evening press conference, President Trump wished Johnson well. He said all Americans are praying for him.
And former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to hold a series of virtual fundraisers. Biden reportedly planning to host a $28 a person virtual fireside chat later this month. Donors will receive login instructions to attend that online event. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
No doubt, all hands must be on deck. You know, we really don't have a choice here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, we've mentioned for several weeks now, we are the first line of defense on this coronavirus. It's up to us. I mean, we the people. Every day, the decisions that we make, either we are helping or we're hindering the cause. Some 40 of the 50 states have already have stay-at-home orders. We're all on quarantine at least through the end of the month. And there's no doubt there's a lot of pressure to get back to work. And understandably, we need to get back to work. But before we do, we need to get on top of this situation, this coronavirus that we're dealing with right now. Adam Angieski is with us, founder of OpenTheBooks.com. He founded the organization as a project of American transparency. And it's always good to have you with us. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Sheltered at home in Illinois for the past 3 weeks, and looks like we got about another 3.5 to 4 weeks to go.
Yeah, I say, and I'll tell you, being a California boy coming east and dealing with, you know, sheltering during hurricanes that can go anywhere from 7 to 10 days, it is a bit nerve-wracking. And here I am, still in Florida, and experiencing, I mean, we were supposed to already be in Hawaii right now, and thank God we weren't, or we'd be sheltered there. We'd been on quarantine, probably just coming off of quarantine, but we had three islands that we were going to visit. Our children are in Maui, and so, you know, I've heard anecdotally there are people there in Hawaii welcoming the planes, not so welcoming, and telling them, don't come here, go home, you know, because we don't need you getting sick and occupying a limited amount of bed space that Hawaiians need.
Well, and that, you know, the whole world changed over a two-week period. The Wall Street Journal over the weekend had a timeline, basically from March 1st through the end of the month about how everything changed nearly overnight. So, I mean, it's uncharted territory. It's just, it's very interesting how this is going to play out. If, you know, I'm not a, you know, my expertise and subject matter expertise is not in healthcare. Mm-hmm. But I listened for an hour to a top doctor at Harvard in their public policy agency over at Harvard, and he basically said the top five things to do right now is to test, find out exactly where it's at, who's got the immunities built up. Those people that have been exposed, they need to be quarantined, and then their contacts need to be traced. This is the most effective public policy to reopen the economy as fast as we possibly can. And, you know, he made a compelling argument. We need to get to 300,000 to 500,000 tests every single week in this country. Right now, we're testing about 100,000. So the testing and quarantine and tracing needs to ramp up quick.
Without a doubt. And he brings up an excellent point, and I would agree with him, Adam, because we need to get back to work, but we need to get back to work in a smart sort of way. And like anything, you've got to know who your enemy is. And I'm using that metaphorically, not that a person who has the disease is an enemy per se. It is the disease that's the enemy. But if you're the carrier, unbeknownst to yourself, because we have asymptomatic people out there, and if you are, you know, quarantining those that are directly affected, then the rest of us, for the most part, are going to be a bit protected. Then we can start to, you know, do things with caution and get back to work, do some things in a very pragmatic and careful and cautious sort of way, not throwing caution to the wind, start bringing on the big stadiums full of people going to events and baseball games and that sort of thing. This is going to be a process.
It is going to be a process, and what he, what this top doctor said was basically, if you don't follow this testing, quarantine, and tracing, and get really good at it, then what you're going to do is you're going to open up, then you're going to shut down, then you're going to open up and shut down on that process, and that's very, very painful. He said he does expect, although they have never created, they've never invented a vaccine for a coronavirus ever, and there's been multiple coronaviruses in this. In this family, he does expect over 12 to 18 months for a vaccine to be created. Once you are vaccinated, it could be up to 7 weeks before the vaccine creates the antibodies in your body before you become immune. So that type of thing is a process. The therapies are a lot more promising in the shorter run.
Exactly. No, and I would agree, Adam, with that, because what will happen also, the other thing, I might push that timeline a little bit only because there is a sense of urgency among the scientists, and the way the government is cooperating with these companies and these research labs, what the president has done in order to unleash and minimize, you know, these regulations and rewrite some regulations on the fly here, so to speak, so that, these agencies and these entities can respond to this problem. So I would not be surprised if it's less than a year that this is expedited a lot sooner, I think, to everybody's relief and pleasant surprise. But meanwhile, we have to do our part so that we can get on top of this thing and make sure along the way that we don't obliterate our constitutional rights and freedoms.
Well, and that's the trade right now, and that's what's at stake. So we do have to be ever vigilant and keep in mind, top of mind, the public policy implications of all of our behaviors. So I think you're spot on. I mean, that's the tension. It's between it will be between our civil liberties and health in the environment in general.
Adam, when I got the news of the passing of Dr. and former Senator Tom Coburn, it is with a heavy heart, but I agree with you. What a true American giant. And talk about a voice of reason that long had been in the Senate, had been calling out our government for its waste and the way it has handled and mishandled, the public treasury.
So nearly everyone listening to the program today, Bill, everybody knows the signature piece of waste in our nation's history, and that is the Bridge to Nowhere. And Tom Coburn, think about this, from a small state, Oklahoma, as a freshman in the United States Senate that called it out, he specifically took that earmark from the very powerful Alaskan Senator Ted Stevens, a Republican, who headed up the Appropriations Committee. Coburn was a freshman. He pulled it out, required and mandated a separate vote on that bridge. And he lost the vote that night. He only got 18 votes. Stevens was so mad, he barreled down the aisle, fist clenched, red-faced, told him to pull his amendment off the table. He said, "You're a freshman." Coburn didn't budge, stood up to him, and he knew he'd lose the vote that night, but he knew when the American people woke up the next morning and saw where their tax dollars are going that he eventually would win that. He had that vision. He did win that. He used that signature example to then, over the course of the next 8 years, end earmarks as they were practiced.
Exactly, and he published annually the Government Waste Book. right?
So what he couldn't stop, using Senate rules, and he stopped about 1,000 pork barrel expenditure projects over his career, he would just embarrass his colleagues by publishing their waste in his waste book report.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Adam on the other side. Stay with us, America. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
I keep saying we're Americans, not Americans. That's why, I just so believe. in, you know, our founding fathers, I believe, in their faith that they had in God. They even come up with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. I mean, those are just powerful documents, but I'll tell you, it is as if they were in the throne room of God to come up with these ideas that were absolutely revolutionary. And guess what? We're benefiting from that, ladies and gentlemen. And there's some people that think it's not all that significant and think that they can turn their back on it. And, hey, that's okay. But I would say the majority of Americans believe in the Constitution, and we will continue to represent the land of the free and the home of the brave based on those constitutional principles, not anything that socialism could even begin to deliver. They tell you they're going to do that, but you can look back historically time and again. Those are hollow promises that never come true, and in fact, just the opposite occurs. He is the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. I'm talking with Adam Andrzejewski, and we're honoring a true American giant, Dr. Tom Coburn. And, you know, Adam, as I mentioned to you off the air, the senator had been on the air with us on several occasions. And I just so connected with his heart and his humility and his honesty and all the hard work. My big takeaway was he was a true servant of the people.
Well, he really was. I mean, he actually term limited himself twice. First, in 1994, he won for representative, and he went to the House, and after three terms, 6 years, he term limited himself in the year 2000. He then, a couple of years, he went back to delivering babies. Over the course of his career, he delivered 4,000 babies and built the largest employer in his hometown, back in, Muskogee, Oklahoma. So then he ran for Congress in 2004 and was elected on a promise to term limit himself to two terms in the Senate. Mm-hmm. So in 2013, he made the Time 100 most influential persons in the world list because of his leadership, because of his principles and faith and courage in the United States Senate. And then 2 years later, he left the Senate in 2015, just a little bit ahead of schedule because he was fighting prostate cancer.
Right.
But he honored the two term limit pledges despite having such influence and being a man of such stature and leadership in the Senate.
You mentioned a man of faith as well, and some people may not appreciate that. But his faith defined his character.
Well, it really did, and he never strayed from it. He was very private about it. He didn't wear it on his sleeve, but everyone could see it. And just in your dealings with him on a daily basis, I want to tell you a story. So last May, Dr. Coburn urged me to have our team at OpenTheBooks.com come out with an oversight report. He just thought nonprofit charitable hospitals were making too much money. And as we went over that report, he kept scaling back the numbers because he didn't want anything to be embellished in any way. He wanted us to err on the side of caution rather than add things together that we certainly could have done, but would have had to defend. He wanted our work to be so clean that the hospitals couldn't attack it. And that's exactly what happened. We found that there were CEOs of hospitals making up to $60 million over a four-year period, and that's not non-for-profit compensation packages. And I credit Coburn for his leadership, and we just came out with a great report together.
It would have been interesting if Dr. Coburn, and I know you've picked up the ball, Adam, and you knew Dr. Coburn personally, and it would be interesting to break down what is going on in the hospitals right now. We seem to have conflicting reports over their availability of PPEs, their emergency equipment. And you're going, wait a minute, hospitals know better than this. How can every hospital across the country be caught by surprise by a pandemic and the numbers that we're dealing with? I don't know. It just seems that we've got, talk about keeping things pure and honest and in an inarguable perspective. It seems that we're dealing with some hyperbole here in trying to arrest and get our brain around this coronavirus. Am I misreading something here?
No, I mean, I think what Dr. Coburn would say would be two things. One is there was a lot of waste and fraud and corruption in hospitals and in medical care pricing and the delivery of services. He put a number on that, and it's a striking number. He said there was over $700 billion annually of waste, miscoding, and corruption within the hospital medical system, and he wanted to carve that out. And he gave us a tool for doing that. He has advocated for his entire career healthcare price discovery, being able to see the price of your healthcare service before you receive it. And he was right about this. He had an analogy. He published at Fox News in a column last fall. Even though he was coming to the end, he had sworn off all media appearances, he was still writing. Mm-hmm. He made the comparison that, our healthcare delivery system right now, it's like playing baseball with one team blindfolded, and the patients are the folks wearing the blindfolds.
Exactly.
And the hospital's insurance companies, they're the ones without the blindfolds. And it's a powerful analogy, and he's absolutely right.
Well, where are we? I mean, out of this, maybe do you think that this brings this discussion back to the forefront? Because, at this point, some conversation, discussion, debate has come up that maybe governors dropped the ball. I can see where Governor Cuomo took billions of dollars away from the Treasury for the sake of healthcare services, and he redirected it to a green agenda, to windmills and that. And so, he's yelling and screaming, saying he's out of equipment, he doesn't have the supplies. And, some people are saying, well, wasn't this of your choice and your choosing? You put your own people at risk. Now, the hospitals themselves, they are the next front line of this whole, scenario, and that is that they know where their supplies are at. They know what they need. They're right now, Adam, they're not doing elective surgeries. Elective surgeries amount to a huge amount of business and opportunity and utilization of materials. Well, if they're no longer doing elective surgeries, what happened with all that equipment? All of a sudden, the shelves are empty? I mean, am I to believe that?
So, there's been a huge misallocation of resources that we're all starting to see for the first time. For example, in the latest year available, our report on the 82 largest nonprofit charitable hospitals, they're public charities, right? They're not supposed to stockpile assets. They're not supposed to pay tens of millions of dollars to one person, their administrators on an annual basis. Well, in one year, we found that the net assets of these 82 largest public charitable hospitals went up by 23%. It was $40 billion in one year. So,
wow.
Look, I think the question has to be asked, even now, why did they stockpile money and assets when they didn't stockpile PPE equipment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, because you would think the medical personnel would have been yelling and screaming, or maybe this is their opportunity to get some notoriety and control the headlines now because of all the hyperbole that's wrapped around the coronavirus.
Right. So I think there'll be a lot of after action planning. And I think, I'm in the camp with the Wall Street Journal column on this weekend, which said basically that this pandemic, we're going to learn a lot.
Mm.
We're going to get warmed up for the next really big one that comes down the pike. And I'd like to think there's not a really big one that comes down the pike, but I think we're into the era of pandemics.
Well, Bill Gates, 5 years ago in that, I don't know if you saw that TED presentation 5 years ago, said that, the big threat of killing millions of people was not a world war. It was going to be a pandemic, and here we are.
Well, he looks very prescient at this point.
Well, without a doubt, but as you said, there's a lot to be learned. This is a grand opportunity for our healthcare system and for we the people to hold them accountable and to take charge of our healthcare in a way that heretofore we've not. Adam Andrzejewski, he is the founder of OpenTheBooks.com. That's where you want to go for all the information. Adam, as always, appreciate the time. Take care. Be safe, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some good news for investors in the face of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States as stocks are up sharply higher to start the new trading week on Wall Street. The markets appearing set to rebound amid signs that the coronavirus pandemic is slowing in some of Europe's hardest hit nations. However, when it comes to the United States, the nation's top expert on infectious diseases says,
this is going to be a bad week, but unfortunately, if you look at the projection of the curves, we're going to continue to see an escalation.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci on Face the Nation on CBS. A new government watchdog report just out this morning citing severe and widespread shortages of critical medical supplies and equipment at U.S. hospitals. The Inspector General at the Health and Human Services Department says there's been an ongoing lack of ventilators and available virus test kits. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world. Tune in to Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Jordan Goodman. Yes, America's money answers man. And boy, do we ever need Jordan in light of everything that's happening with our economy, the stock market, and, of course, all the travail and the crisis of this coronavirus. Hey, Jordan, you're staying safe out there, huh?
I'm staying safe. I hope you are, and all the audiences as well, because the cases are rising very dramatically right now. I mean, the president says these next 2 weeks or so are going to be rough. We don't know how rough it's going to be, but obviously a lot of people are going to die, a lot of people are going to get sick, and a lot of people are getting hurt really badly by the economy contracting. I saw a number the other day, Bill, it's kind of a shocking number, that the unemployment rate might go up to 37%.
Exactly. Yeah, I saw that too.
In the Depression, the highest it ever got was 25%.
Mm-hmm.
So we've never seen a contraction this fast. And the stock market's taken on the chin, too. It gets hope when the federal stimulus comes in and the Federal Reserve is pouring money on it. But then when the reality happens of the falling sales and the unemployment, people not being able to pay their rent or their mortgage, that's what's taking a toll on the markets.
Exactly. And there's so much to this, Jordan, as you point out, and I believe the president has done a great job, even though the media has a hard time understanding it, because there are a lot of issues to this
this, you know, to this virus. I mean, to this attack on our economy. Really, what has come down to a World War III, in essence, from this, this invisible agent, this invisible enemy that has attacked our economy, our people, their psychology. I mean, the total impact of this probably will not be fully realized because it's so brain damaging that it'll probably be decades before we realize the impact that it had on people's psychology, how it could lead to increased numbers of suicide, addiction, crime, the impact on, as you said, unemployment, talking numbers of, you know, upwards of 30% plus. I mean, that's just unbelievable when you think that it wasn't that long ago. We were riding high. I mean, everything was sunny and hopeful, and now here we are. But
the question, Bill, is the snapback, okay? Because there's some people, I would call them Pollyannish, who say, oh, the virus goes away and we snap back as though nothing happened. Going to happen, okay? Yeah. I mean, people who lost their jobs, in many cases, unfortunately, are not going to get those jobs back. People who missed rent payments and mortgage payments, you know, they're going to have to make these things up. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to go out and say, oh, let's go on a cruise here because we missed our rent payments for the last 3 months.
Right.
It just doesn't work that way.
Right.
So that's financially and psychologically. This is taking a huge toll. As you said, people were doing fine. They got laid off for no fault of their own out of the blue. And that takes a huge psychological toll on people. So I just don't think we're going to snap back the way a lot of people are talking about. And I don't think the markets will either. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no visibility on earnings on the part of any companies. They're just saying, we don't know what's going to happen. Just think of the airlines, okay? Mm-hmm. They've cut their capacity 80-90% in many cases. It's still like nobody in their planes.
Yeah, I mean, four people on a plane? You know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Plus, on top of that, it shouldn't be traveling anyway right now in terms of, I mean, unless it's absolutely essential, because as we've discussed, this idea of social distancing is much more than just being 6 feet away. It really comes down to self-responsibility. I mean, we are the first line of defense against the impact and what level of impact this virus will have, not only in your own home, but in your communities, in our states, and in our country.
So, you know, you're going to see deficits all over the place. Obviously, the federal government is just completely blowing through its budget. I mean, it was going to be about a $4.5 trillion budget. They just added $2 billion, $2 trillion,
yes.
$2 trillion in new spending. And I think there's going to be other packages coming. So the federal government's just going to blow through it. The Federal Reserve, which was at about a $4 trillion balance sheet, just has added $4 trillion in new money. Mm-hmm. Just coming out of thin air. They don't have to print it. It's just out of thin air. They've doubled their balance sheet in like a month, basically. Mm-hmm. And this is happening around the world. European governments and the European Central Bank. Normally, you'd think this would be a very inflationary situation to have all this money kind of popping in from nowhere. But it's offsetting a deflationary impact from this huge, huge contraction. I mean, oil is down to like $20 a barrel. So all the oil companies are now non-economic. As we talked about the airlines, the entire entertainment and sports industry has disappeared.
Yes.
There's no sports, there's no Broadway, there's no movies, all those kinds of things. I mean, one industry, the restaurant industry, they're closed down. I can just go on and on. So there's a huge economic contraction that not being fully offset by the federal stimulus and the Federal Reserve money.
Well, like you say, with some of these industries, like restaurants, I mean, they're working so on such tight margins. I mean, it's not like they're at a 50% differential. I mean, it's 5-10%. I mean, that doesn't take much for it to have its impact, because meanwhile, you know, they've got rent to pay and all these other things. Like you say, you might be able to defer them short term. We could only hope this is, you know, maybe 60-90 days and we start to get on the process of being healed again, but we just don't know.
And a lot of these companies are not going to be around to come back. I mean, just today, Whiting Petroleum, which is a large driller in North Dakota, in the Bakken, just declared bankruptcy. And they're going to have a wave of bankruptcies in the oil industry. And that's a major employer in this country, not only directly but indirectly. All the people serving that industry are all going to get hurt as well. So that's what Wall Street is reflecting, is the kind of what I call the daisy chain. You know, one person pays another.
Right.
And when the one at the bottom of the daisy chain doesn't pay, it kind of works its way all the way through the system. And that's why the banks are getting hit, because everybody's drawing down their credit lines, both individuals and businesses, and they need to keep supplying that money. They're getting it from the Fed Reserve. They've gone through their reserves as well.
Well, no question. I mean, the other thing, speaking of, you know, plans and what Trump has tried to do in terms of even throwing up there the idea of an infrastructure bill, because we're going to need people to get back to work. We already had going into the 7 million jobs that were unfulfilled, but it requires some training. But, you know, in an infrastructure situation, maybe not so. Maybe we might be able to retrofit some things very quickly, taking advantage of 0% money. And if anybody knows how to work 0% money, it's Donald Trump. And, you know, so you look at it and say, all right, we know the debt is going to climb, but let's make sure it isn't, you know, like stupid debt, like what we experienced in 08. Where I thought we had a lot of, you know, crony debt thrown in there to pay for political favors. And we started to run around the edges of that with this current bill that was just passed. And the people were outraged about it. But you got to know that the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, they're going to come with their money bags wide open. And if we go to, you know, and have another negotiation about some more money while the vault is open, they're going to want their share again.
Right. Well, I think to some extent, I agree with you completely. Infrastructure is a place we need investment, and all these people who are getting laid off could go there. It could almost be like the 1930s, where you had the CCC and the WPA and all those things.
Right.
We need that. I mean, a lot of the infrastructure that was built in the 30s still hasn't been corrected or fixed up. So we could use that money in a productive way, just as Roosevelt did at the time.
Exactly. And unfortunately, we're going to have to make up for some of the health infrastructure that we had already given to the states to spend on health infrastructure. They chose not to do it. And now they're yelling and screaming. They don't have enough ventilators. They don't have enough personal, you know, equipment, emergency service equipment. Well, you know, you spent your money. You know, but the fact of the matter is we've got citizens, so maybe it tells us that we shouldn't trust the states as much as we did.
Well, that's correct. There were warnings for quite a while of a pandemic and how you should build up reserves of ventilators and masks and all, and nobody did it.
Yeah.
So, and then we got caught short. So now we're turning car factories into ventilator factories. It's kind of like going back to World War II.
It really is. And thank God. But look at these, you know, I say big companies do big things, and they're stepping up. It's not like the president had to exercise any executive order or War Powers Act. They just said, hey, we're Americans. We're in trouble. We're going to do it. You know, 3M starts retrofitting. They're doing stuff. You know, Ford Motors, Chevy, Tesla, I mean, jumping in. God bless them. I mean, you know, to do this. But like you said,
all across the board, Anheuser-Busch is making hand sanitizer now.
Yeah.
And the drug companies are pushing as fast as they can to get, you know, everything, the ways to get what you've got it and a vaccine to prevent it. The ultimate solution to this bill is innovation, and that's what America is very good at.
Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com. I'm doing weekly what's called the Money Answers Week in Review. I've got Money Answers Minutes on all these topics. I take questions through email from your folks all the time. I'd love to help you folks, Bill.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and
and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my head, you hold my head, you fly me through. You hold my head, you hold my head.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
You know, don't you love God? You know, He reminds you who you are and whose you are. And my prayer is, as we are going through these trying times, that you rediscover. Because there's something absolutely fascinating about the year 2020. We've said this for a while, that I thought it was interesting. 2020, then it talks about, you know, you think your vision and clarity of vision, that you can see clearly, right? Also, 20 is representative of God's number for redemption. Just so happens. I'll let you think on that for just a little bit. You know, with all of the money, the people's money that's being put out there in the stimulus, I think some, and cautiously so, are being rather cautious about the monies, because, you know, are there strings attached? Well, Chuck Bentley, the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries, has written an open letter to churches and ministry leaders saying, wait a minute, before you take taxpayer funds, maybe we should pray and ask God if that's His will. Huh, Chuck?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say, Bill. And thank you for having me with the opportunity to get the message out. I do think it's time to fly under the yellow flag right now.
Yes.
Thousands of churches are supposedly, and I'm not sure we can confirm that, but thousands are supposedly applying for those loans right now. And I think they maybe have forgotten that those loans are coming from the taxpayer.
Yes.
And I did write and ask them to pause and to pray and to really seek counsel before they jump into that.
Mm-hmm. What are the possibilities? What was it in terms of the yellow flag that went up for you on this, Chuck, outside of just the government being the government? You know, How do I love thee? Let me count the strings that are attached to this. And because we've seen before, whenever, you know, the government seems to be handing out money, it comes with conditions that later on we say are unintended.
Well, that's true. And I was thinking long-term, Bill, obviously if a group or ministry is in pain right now, there's certainly some benefits from that. And we've seen in the scripture that, you know, people turn to the government for help in unprecedented times. Pharaoh provided for the Jews the land in Goshen during the Great Famine. Artaxerxes helped Nehemiah rebuild the broken walls. You know, Ruth went before the king to save the Jews. So there are, you know, it's not a sin to do this. Mm. However, long term, as I'm thinking through it, Bill, and our board thought through this, what we realized is that the political winds are going to shift probably sooner than later, unfavorable towards the organizations that accepted this help. First of all, we're tax exempt. We've been given a special tax exemption because we are religious. And why would we want to turn to the taxpayer if in the future they might challenge that tax exemption? But I would prefer to see churches and ministries like ours do is turn to our donors and turn to them and say, this is the time to rise up and help one another. Mm-hmm. You know, the church needs to be set apart during this time and not get entangled with the taking taxpayer funds. I'm not saying you can't do it, but I'm saying long term, I think it's probably going to turn out to be a sour note for many taxpayers who say, I don't want my money going for ministries who are spreading the gospel.
Chuck, we jumped into the topic rather quick, and I apologize, because I want our audience to understand, if they've not heard of Crown Financial Ministries, I certainly have, but I want you to educate them and bring them up to speed, what Crown has always been about.
Thank you, Bill. We were started in 1976 by the late Larry Burkett. Larry was the first person to go through the scripture and sort of identify that there's a complete operating system for our personal finances in the Bible. And so he wrote 70 books on that topic. And we've been doing this now, helping individuals, churches, ministries, organizations manage their finances God's way for 44 years. We have a website called crown.org and a special website, crown.org/coronavirus, to help people through this crisis. We operate in now over 100 nations. We have a nationwide radio program, and our purpose is to help people be faithful stewards. And certainly that's needed right now, Bill, maybe more than ever.
Well, and to be accountable, you know, to godly principles. You know, you've brought that, and Larry Burkett has brought that to the fore, which is so important because, boy, I'll tell you, when you are handling, you know, God's money, because it's God's money. Boy, the responsibility and the implications are huge. And I'm not sure any ministry or church organization that presents itself as doing, you know, as being servants to, you know, God's people, you know, wants to be, you know, reckless with that responsibility.
Well, you're exactly right, Bill. And I would just affirm what you're saying. The responsibility is far more than just temporal. You know, the Lord's going to ask us how we did with the resources he provided. That's in Matthew 25, when he asked us, you know, I gave you 5 talents or 2 talents or 1 talent. How did you spend that? Were you faithful? And we need to take it seriously because the consequences are eternal. It's not just for today that we need to think about money, but for how we will steward things to please the Lord once we stand before him.
Well, without a doubt, and you say that, you know, as we were talking about this, you know, this opportunity that the government has put forth, and there are pros and cons. Certainly, the top pro we touched on, and that is this loan grant would be a hedge against our downside risk for losses in fiscal year 21. I mean, after all, right now, you've got a lot of churches, particularly I'm talking about, you know, churches that are used to being able to collect funds on Saturday and Sunday. They're not doing that. They're doing it online. Although I will hear, I've heard, in fact, a friend of mine who heads a church in Southern California, his online listening and viewership has increased 10-12 times. But I don't know how that's converted in terms of collections.
Well, you know, Bill, I'm talking to a lot of churches. I'm doing a lot of interviews right now, and I'm hearing a lot more optimism than pessimism. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing the stories like you just told that the giving did not drop in March. It seems to be trending up for April. We're going into the Holy Week right now, Passover and Easter, mm-hmm. traditionally when there's a great desire and hunger to participate in church anyway. And so we're seeing those churches that are communicating well, that are out in front of this, who are offering good online services or good online giving options, that they're actually doing just fine. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see the church panic and run into Caesar right now.
Yes, right.
And ask Caesar for help.
Right.
I want us to be careful and cautious because, you know, if your giving is down 50%, say, right now, and you take the loan, what makes you think it's going to come back so quickly to be able to pay the loan back? And then if you struggle along and it doesn't become a grant and you can't pay it back, I think we'll look back on these days and say, you know, Lord, I really wish I hadn't jumped into that too quick.
That's right. Because one of the things that we need to consider here, Chuck, is sustainability. I mean, this is a one-time shot. They're talking maybe a fourth stimulus. There could be another one. But, you know, that's going to be gone. Even like all this temporary stuff that they're offering, you know, to employees that have found themselves in this situation through no fault of their own. I mean, this is a bridge. This is just something to get you through to the other side. And hopefully it's enough of a patch to get you through these rough waters that when we're able to get out of the pressure of the coronavirus, the quarantining and the downsizing of our economy, that we're able to go back to work again. This is all temporary, but if you're looking at something and you think this is going to sustain you, there's no justification to think that this will.
Well, I agree with you, Bill, and I think, you know, there's glimmers of hope coming out of Europe right now. The markets are turning positive today because there's a lot of optimism building underneath the surface. I think that we're going to be fine. I think that certainly those of us who have faith will be pulled through this. And let me just clarify, Bill, I don't think there's anything wrong with taking unemployment benefits for people mm-hmm. whose industry has just been wiped out through this, or for the individuals who are going to get a stimulus check. And I would just say, if you get that stimulus check, probably $1,200 to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 in the mail soon this month, and you don't need it, consider giving it. Consider supporting the church and the ministries like this one that you're listening to right now so that we can continue to help and to serve people. We don't all need that stimulus money, and we can be extraordinarily generous during this time. If this were a fire or a flood or a famine or a tornado or an earthquake, there would be a huge outpouring of generosity. And, Bill, that's what I hope that we collectively, what people like you and I do, I hope that's what we can see happen in this country, because that will set the church apart right now.
Well, and the other thing to remember above all is that when it comes to the church especially, Chuck, Jesus established it, and he said that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Either he meant what he said or he didn't. I choose to believe him at face value. And right now, the difference between where we need to be and where we are right now requires faith. And this is a challenge, you know, for all of us. And it's not easy, especially when you're looking and you're the senior pastor and you're looking at payroll and you're looking at bills and you're praying. And, you know, sometimes, you know, as we say, the temptation is to take the easy way out. But maybe that's not the out God wants for us. Right.
Well, I love how you frame that out, Bill. In this void of uncertainty, our minds are going to be filled with fear or faith. And let's be those who stand by faith in the promises of God. He will not fail us. And I think we're going to look back and say this may have been our finest hour. When we were tested to the core, we were isolated, and yet we were those who were, we knew we had blood over the doorpost. We
Amen.
Knew that this would pass over. We knew that this would be a time when God would protect his people.
Exactly.
And we have to show compassion for those
exactly.
who are afraid, Bill.
We got to leave it there. Chuck Bentley, go to crown.org for more information.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for that